He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to March. It is the March 3rd, Monday, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the rains have blown through Southern California for now. I got up Friday ready to trudge my way to work. And, it was one of those days where the wind was going sideways, you know. So I said, you know, let's just take the morning off here from radio, which I miss doing my radio shows on Fridays. But did start in on the newsletter instead early in the morning. And, you know, the market was going pretty good for quite some time on Friday. And then the news came out. Russian soldiers invading the Crimean Peninsula. So we'll talk a little bit about that here today. Now, how are we starting the market off? Well, we expected a down day. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. The Dow is down 123 points right now to 16,198. The S&P 500 is down 12 today at 1,846. The NASDAQ taking the worst of it, but it's about down the same percentage wise, 0.75%. Not the end of the world yet. We're down 32 on the NASDAQ. We're at 4,275. Risk started coming off the table. Oh, Friday around 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, especially in some of the high flying areas of the market. As that news came out of Russia. Gold is up today. Now, there you go, up 2.2%. Crude oil is up, 104.22. And the 10-year yield is at 2.62%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I put a lot of time into the newsletter, as I always do, but it seems like some weeks I spend more time than others. And this was one of those long ones again. This wasn't one where, things are pretty much business as usual, because business is not as usual. And it hasn't been for the better part of 2014. Here we are 2 months into the year. We begin our third month and we're still basically flat on the year. And during that two-month period of time, we had a dip down 7% and all the way back up. So that's quite a Mr. Toad's wild ride that we've had here so far in 2014. There are stocks that are big winners so far here in 2014, but the list, the leadership of the market is getting narrower and narrower and narrower. And we'll just have to see where this all shakes out. And now you throw in another problem that the markets have to face. And of course, you know, it was risk off the table as we ended last week and as we begin a new week. We'll just have to see where this all lands. We now have markets. Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look at the scoreboard here year to date. So just so you get a feel for where we are in the market. The S&P 500 year to date is up 0.6%. And that's a hard 0.6%. That's 8 the hard way. 2 4s, right? Not easy to go down 7% and then come back 7%. And when all is said and done, you're up a measly 0.6%. Like I say, 0.6% the hard way. The Dow, as we sit here today, is down 1.54%. Now remember, last year at this time, we were up about 8% on the market. We were well on our way to outsized gains in the S&P 500. And in the U.S. stock markets. And right now, we continue to stumble out of the gate. The NASDAQ is the one that's leading the way still, although a lot of that air came out of the tires on Friday, late in the morning, when the news out of Russia started to trickle in. The NASDAQ is up, however, so far this year, 3.2%. The small cap stocks, which led the way last year, talking U.S. small caps, they're up 0.25%. And I mean 0.25% the hard way. I believe they went down 9%, then came back up 9%, and now they've settled right about even, just slightly to the positive here in 2014. The mid-cap stocks, U.S. mid-caps, up 2.44% year-to-date, but it's also been a very, very wild ride. The emerging markets, which started to stabilize last week, and for that reason, I sold my short on the emerging markets, especially when Brazil came out with news that was not expected, news that was good, news that turned the Brazilian markets around. Brazil's a big part of that emerging market equation, and I got rid of my emerging market hedge, which I see is up 41 cents today. But you know what? Who knows? Because these things come out of nowhere, like this Russian situation. The emerging markets are down 5.5% year-to-date. We have Europe basically tracking the U.S. right now. Europe is up just a little bit. In fact, it's right even with our S&P 500. It's up 0.6%. China, roll them sevens. China is down 7.77%, and that ain't no jackpot. China continues to reel. Pardon the pun. China continues its downward descent. I showed a five-year chart of China in my newsletter a few weeks ago, and you could see the downward slope that China has had for the last basically 3 years after it peaked as their economy. You see, when the earnings start to decelerate, when they top out and the acceleration is no longer there, stocks, indexes around the world begin to fall and track right along with that deceleration. Now, here's the next one I want to emphasize. Russia, Ruskies, RSX is down 15.4% year to date. Right now, this has become the new hotspot in the world. It's no longer Argentina. It's no longer Brazil. It's no longer Turkey. It is now Russia. And in fact, I was looking at an ETF over the weekend. The symbol is Russ, R-U-S-S. It is short Russia, 3-1. Look at that thing today. I never had a chance to buy it. I was looking at it on Friday. I should have bought it. It's up $3.23 today as Russia falls apart. The leaders of Russia, their 401ks just have to be getting killed, clobbered right now. Vladimir is opening up his statement right now, Putin, and saying, "Oh my gosh, look at what happened to my 401k. Maybe he should buy a little bit of Russ, R-U-S-S, an exchange-traded fund seeking performance corresponding to three times the inverse of the market vector's Russian index." Wow, that's a wild thing. Latin America is down 8.7% year-to-date. Now, I'm the guy who warned in late December and early January that this is going to be a difficult year. I'm the guy who put up the yellow flag and said, you know what, we are not going to have a repeat of 2013. We've been spoiled. We've had it really easy. We had it really easy in 2013, and 2014 is going to be much more difficult. And of course, so far, that prediction has come true as we have now completed 2 months of the year and we continue to struggle in the market. So how do we handle all of this? How does an investor handle all of this? Well, I continue to fly a yellow flag. Now, I got the green flag out of my pocket last week, started to dust it off, was ready to go full bore, and then along comes Ukraine. Along comes warnings. Two world powers bumping heads against each other, giving threats and rattling sabers. And any time that happens, that obviously unnerves the market. What will it mean for the markets and for your 401k and your portfolios going forward? Well, when we come back, we're going to look at the facts, all right? Yes, there's the headlines, and the headlines mean a lot, but we have to go underneath the headlines, and we have to look at the facts, and we have to look at how the markets are reacting. We have to look at the ranking of the asset classes. We have to look at the sectors. We have to look at individual companies. The more facts we can gather, the better analysis that we can make of the current situation. And that's what we're going to do. We do this every week, early in the week, in the radio show. And, of course, over the weekend, I picked this market apart. And here's what I saw. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, of all the shows I do during the week, I would say that the one I do early in the week that sums up the markets and the asset classes and the sectors and the technical analysis, probably the most important one of all, because it gives us a feel for where the markets are currently. This analysis kept us in the right areas of the market last year. It kept us out of the wrong areas, the areas of the market that got hit last year. And, you know, it's a necessary part of investing. You have to know the environment that you are currently in order to, you know, gauge how you're going to invest in this current market. Let's begin right at the top. Let's begin with the S&P 500, all right? I kept saying 1850, 1850, that's the ceiling. Ouch, ouch, ouch. The market kept bumping its head on that ceiling and it couldn't get through there. It does that all the time. And then guess what? Last Thursday, it finally closed above 1850 and it looked like we were off to the races. This is reminiscent of the year 2012 when we had several rallies in the market that would start and get going, and just like when it looked like we were finally going to get something to stick, something else would come along and kill the rally. Well, that's kind of the nature of the beast so far here in 2014. Just when we pop above that 1850 area, and then on Friday really follow through and we're really starting to take off, along comes Russia and along comes the Ukraine. Doggone it, and here we go again. Another crisis for the world to face. And in fact, on Friday, we had a big, big turnaround, which isn't unusual because people don't like to hold a lot of risk over the weekends, especially when there's an unknown. And we got news that the Russian flag was flying over the airport in the Crimean Peninsula. And then, of course, over the weekend, they basically said, look, we're going into Ukraine, too. Well, how big is this Russia-Ukraine situation to the market? Let's just take a look at some simple facts. Number one, the Ukraine has the second biggest army in Europe. But I doubt that they're any match for the Russian army. I guess we'll find out if push comes to shove, which it looks like it might. Number two, the Ukraine is the largest country. Look at a map of Europe and look at how big the Ukraine is. Very big geographic area. Number three, it's the world's third largest grain exporter. Number four, it's very important to Russia because it gives Russia a pathway to the Black Sea and a pathway down into Europe, etc., to transport their goods. And of course, there's some major oil pipelines that also pass through that Ukrainian territory. And the markets just don't like uncertainty. Now, is this uncertainty going to just blow over in the next few days? It doesn't look like it. It looks like, you know, this may come to fisticuffs here. So we have to take it a day at a time and a stock at a time. Right now, the S&P 500, which finally was ready to go off to the races on Thursday, has now pulled back within its trading range, which is about a 75-point trading range, 1775 on the downside, 1850 in the middle. We're probably going to pull back within there, which we're doing now. We're at 1842. We're back within the trading range. And we continue to fly a yellow flag here at Gunderson Capital Management, meaning this is not a time to have your foot on the accelerator, meaning you have to be very careful with indexes and mutual funds that stay fully invested during a time like this, that aren't able to hedge, that aren't able to take chips off the table. It's not a time to be 100% fully invested, pedal to the metal. Let's look at the Dow. The Dow looks even weaker than the S&P 500. And I've been pointing this out for several weeks. And I've been talking on my show about how the Dow relies more on a robust global economy than the NASDAQ does, the companies in the NASDAQ, or the companies in the S&P 500. The Dow is big multinational companies depending on vibrant world trade, and that's not happening right now. And that shows up in the chart of the Dow which is now range bound itself, in about a 700 point range or so, and we're right back within that range. And I just don't see where a crisis, a conflict, a standoff, a war of words, a rattling of sabers in the world, two big world powers speaking to each other, threatening each other, is good for the global economy. So these big multinational stocks, blue chip stocks, I would call them, also, in my book, not a very good place to be right now. But at the same time, it's not the end of the world yet. Let's not forget that the Dow hit a new all-time high on the last day of the year at 16,588. And, of course, now we're in the, 16,163 area, so we're off about 400 points from our all-time high. Now, will we see the all-time highs again? Will we break through there? Well, at some point in the future. But for now, the Dow is in just a slightly negative type of a trend. Leading me to keep a yellow flag flying. Now, the NASDAQ, on the other hand, was off to the races the last couple of weeks, hitting new 13-year highs. And, of course, the NASDAQ's going to be the most vulnerable. That's where the most risk is. That's where the risk on trade is at right now, the Facebooks of the world, the Teslas of the world, the biotechs of the world. They obviously have the most air in their tires and the most air that can come out of those tires if the situation gets worse. The NASDAQ, however, hit a new 13-year high as recently as Thursday. Now, here's the biggest factor of them all to keep in mind. This Friday, we'll celebrate the fifth anniversary of the bull market. The bull market that began on March 9th of 2009 when the S&P 500 hit 666. Today we're at 45. We've been in a bull for the last 5 years. I don't think that the Ukraine situation by itself is going to end the five-year-old bull market. Something will. And it will probably be a combination of things that will eventually end it. But as of now, the five-year-old bull, the big picture is we are still in a bull market. And I have been fully invested or near fully invested like I am now. I'm about 75 to 80% invested right now. Not the 100% that I ended the year at. During this entire five-year bull market. I'm not a permabull by any means. I'm not a permabear. If anything, what will the five-year anniversary on Friday tell us? The permabears have been wrong. For 5 years, they've been wrong. Now, today, they're probably going to clamor around saying, see, we told you this was coming. But the fact is, the S&P's gone from 666 to 1850 over the last 5 years. When we come back, we're going to drill down a little further to see if there's any shakeup amongst the asset classes. Are stocks still the best place to be, or should we be moving to the bond market? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, here's what we've determined so far. Number one, the S&P 500 has had a round trip of down 7 and up 7 so far this year. And the net result is we're about even on the year, okay? So, yeah, it's like running the treadmill. You run. And when it's all done, you're still standing in the same place. And you've sweat a little, and you've gone through some grief on that treadmill. And when it's all said and done, you're still in the same place where you started, okay? Number two, the markets continue in a trading range, in a sideways range. They're not rolling over. They're not falling apart. They're just contained within a trading range right now. The S&P, the Dow, except the NASDAQ, which has been hitting new highs lately. But now you've got the Ukrainian situation, which is going to put the brakes on the NASDAQ for now. Okay, that's the first thing we've determined. The second thing we've determined is that the five-year-old bull market, which will celebrate its fifth anniversary this Friday, I'm going to order a cake here for Gunderson Capital Management. Who knows? Maybe that will be the top of the market. When Gunderson Capital Management orders a happy anniversary cake with a bull on it, you can stick a fork in it, right? Well, I saw, you know, I was had the same thought this morning. I heard Mr. Cramer touting the biotech stocks. He says, you want to focus right now on the biotech stocks. And he's going to have the CEO of Isis Pharmaceutical on his show today. I thought to myself, boy, if ever there was a sell signal for the biotech stocks, this is it. But we've determined so far that the five-year-old bull is still intact, okay? It would take some severe damage here to roll that thing over. Now, in the meantime, what I have to do as a money manager is I have to go through every one of my holdings like I do every single day and see how they're holding up. Some will hold up just fine. Some will excel. And others will finally start to give up the ghost. And those are the ones that I have to say, okay, it's been nice knowing you, but you're going back to AAA and we're calling up this guy. Or we're just going to go with 24 men right now on the roster. Where I begin next is with the asset classes, all right? Let's see if there's been any shakeup in the asset classes. Have all of a sudden the bonds come roaring to the top? There's 34 different asset classes that I track on a daily basis. And this has been vital for the last 15 months. This screen alone has kept me for the last 15 months up till now in the U.S. stock market. I've had all my money in the NASDAQ, in the small caps, in the mid caps, and to some extent the large caps, but that's all been U.S. related. You heard me at the top of the hour give the results of how the emerging markets are faring so far this year. Are you glad I've kept you out of China? Are you glad I've kept you out of Russia? Are you glad I've kept you out of Latin America and other emerging markets? Not only are they getting creamed this year, they got creamed last year. This ranking of the asset classes is a very, very valuable thing that the app does for me. The formulas that I put in and embedded in the app do for me on a weekly basis. Here's where they stand right now as of Friday's close. The NASDAQ. Number one ranked asset class, okay? B plus. Number two, small cap. Number three, mid cap. Number four, micro cap. Same old, same old. Now, will the Ukraine take the wind out of these leading asset classes? Well, as of right now, the answer to that question is no. Now check with me again tomorrow and check with me again on Wednesday and check with me again on Thursday. But here's the fact so far. These asset classes have been leading the market for the last 15 months. And don't forget, we've had many threats to this market like the Ukraine. Oh, we've had all kinds of threats to this market along the way. We've had fiscal cliffs. We've had debt standoffs. We've had debt ceilings. We've had all kinds of sabers being rattled in Syria and elsewhere in the world. And yet these asset classes continue to lead the market until further notice. And in fact, I put up a chart over the weekend of the small cap growth ETF. And you can see how it recently went through a 9.4% correction and then came roaring back. And as for now, they're still leading. Yes, they're not as strong. No, they're not anywhere near as strong as they were last year. For that reason, I continue to fly a yellow flag. This is not a robust, steaming market like we had in 2013. This is a tricky market. This is a market of starts and stops. So you have to be very, very careful right now. There's some landmines out there that you surely don't want to step on here. As I look at the second tier Okay, normally I'm only interested in the top six or seven asset classes, which are still all U.S. stock-based. As I look at the second tier, I see nothing there that interests me whatsoever. As I look at the worst asset classes, and these are the neighborhoods that I've kept you out of, I've told you do not short this market for the last 15 months. It's the worst asset class you can be in. And it's still the worst asset class. Now you're saying, well, Gunderson, you're wrong today. Well, come on. Look at a one-year chart, all right? You'd have been slaughtered shorting the market. Gold is rising. Gold is now ranked number 3,268, however. And as I look at a chart of gold, I put a number where I would be interested in gold again. Gold is coming up. Gold has bottomed out. Gold is rebounding, but gold needs to break through a certain technical level, and it needs to rise up further in the asset classes for me to really make a commitment to it. Yes, I'm watching it out of the corner of my eye. And yes, there's been some money made in gold this year by bottom fishers. But also remember this, over the last 2 years, there's been a lot of money lost by bottom fishers who thought this was the bottom in gold, and they bought it at 1700, and then it went down to 1600, and they bought it at 1600, and then it went down to 1500. Well, it finally got down in the 1100 range, and it looks like it's found a bottom for now. It loves conflict in the world, but I'm not a buyer yet. And again, the worst asset class in the market, one of the worst, are the emerging markets. Boy, you just do not. I've been warning about those things now for over 2 years. And if you look at your portfolio, whoever running it, and you've got emerging markets in your portfolio, and they've been there for the last couple of years, somebody is totally asleep at the wheel, or they're an asset allocator. And they just believe in staying the course of spreading your assets all over the world for better or for worse, and not minding the mint. Just peeking inside once a year to see how things are doing, rebalance a little bit. Hey, you know what? That's the most popular way of managing money in my industry. And there's a lot of adherence to that theory. I'm not one of them. Let's take a look next at the indexes around the world. See where the leading indexes are. Well, we see pretty much what I've been telling you, it's still the United States of America. There's a lot of different indexes, a lot of different stock exchanges, a lot of different asset classes clamoring for your money on a daily basis. You can buy sovereign debt. You can buy precious metals. You can invest in Europe. You can invest in Africa. You can invest in the Southeast Asia. You can invest in Latin America. You can invest in Russia. You can invest in that sleeping giant, which is no longer sleeping, China. All of these are clamoring for your investment. It's a big world out there, and it's a big ocean out there. But you have to go fishing where the fish are, where the fish are biting. And the fish have been biting right here in the United States of America now for almost the last 2 years. And they continue to be congregated in equities. That's where the feeding frenzy is taking place. The bond market has been left behind. The bond market may be getting a little bit of action right now. It was oversold here to start the year. We've had some scares here to begin the year. There's been a little bit of a flight to safety. But now you've got the Fed that's backing off of their purchases in the bond market. What will that do to the bond market? This is a good time for the Fed to be unloading their bonds, right? As people are seeking that safe harbor because of a situation in the world that's got them nervous, I'm sure the Fed is happy to sell and get some of those bonds off of their balance sheet to unsuspecting buyers. We'll be right back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? Another crisis to deal with in the market. Very seldom is the market crisis free. On Thursday, it seemed that way. You know, last Thursday, the S&P broke through that 1850 level. It looked like finally we're going to be able to dust off the green flag and start flapping it in the breeze. And wow, here we go. We're off to the races. Gentlemen, start your engines. And then, of course, the very next day, another crisis, and the market pulls back within its trading range. It's frustrating, yes, but it's part and parcel of the market. And how do you handle times like this? You know what? It seems like when every crisis comes along, you say to yourself, this is the big one. Oh, boy, we'll never make it through this one. This is the one that'll bring this five-year-old bull to its knees. And that's all you can do is step back from the situation. Step away from the emotional part of the situation, the fear that grips us, the emotions that grip us, and take a look at the charts. Take a look at where the asset classes are. But most importantly, go in and take a look at each and every one of the things that we own, whether it's a mutual fund, whether it's an exchange-traded fund, whether it's an individual stock, whether it's an inverse position, whether it's a bond fund, and take a look at the one-year chart and say, hey, is this thing starting to roll over and break down, or is it holding up fine so far? And I still say it's a bunch of little decisions as opposed to one big decision, which leads me to the next subject. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would say, why not just sell everything right now and wait it out on the sidelines and 100% cash? You know what? I very rarely have found that to be the best thing to do, because then the market almost invariably takes off without you. Then you say, I missed it. When should I get back in? I'll wait for a pullback. And the pullback never comes, and the market continues on to new highs. I know people that have been waiting for a pullback now for 4 years, and they never got back in. So you know what? The drama king, the drama queen reaction, I've never found that to be the best way to go. Shoot first, ask questions later. No, I think you have to be methodical about the market, and I think the market has to be a lot of little decisions, not one or two big dramatic calls that you make, a lot of little decisions. You know, I've looked how far into the database, not very far. I've looked at 200, gotten about 200 into my database so far, and I haven't seen anything yet that's caused me to pull the plug on anything. In fact, I found two here that I've added to my watch list that look kind of interesting right now. So you just have to take it on a case-by-case, asset-class-by-asset-class, stock-by-stock, and sector-by-sector basis, which leads me to my next subject, that of the sector rankings. I track 60 different sectors on a daily basis. So far we've determined this, that there's no reason to go 100% to the sidelines here. As of now, the five-year-old bull market is still intact for now. It will turn five this Friday. Maybe we've seen the top. Maybe we haven't. The leading asset classes continue to be the U.S. stock market. There's nothing better right now for us to invest in. I would say the best alternative right now would be cash. That's the second best. And I have a big chunk of cash. That's my largest position. 25-30%. I have a 25-30% position in cash right now. My largest position. But I still have 70% of my money, other people's money, invested in the U.S. stock market right now, because that continues to be the best choice out there on a multiple choice question. The best asset classes are still the U.S. stock market. And as of last Thursday, the U.S. stock market was hitting new all-time highs. That's pretty recent, okay? Now, the sectors of the market, it's still the broken record. It's still the biotechs, it's still the pharmaceuticals, it's still the internet, and it's still the healthcare sector. Those are the four horsemen leading this market. At some point in time, they will no longer lead the market. They will start to drop back and others will start to pass them, but that hasn't happened yet. And we take it on a day-by-day, daily basis. But the biggest winners in the market, we did this last week. We said, here's the market year to date. Here's the individual stocks year to date. Here's where the big winners have been. The great majority of the winners came from these four sectors. I'll repeat them again. The biotech sector, which I measure through the ETF IBB, which was down like 4% on Friday. Obviously, it's the most vulnerable of all. The pharmaceutical sector, which is XPH, another ETF. The Internet Index, which is FDN. And the U.S. Healthcare Index, which is IYH. Those continue to be the leading sectors in the market. So in summary, yeah, it's tough year so far, just like I said it was going to be. We've been down 7%. We came roaring back 7%. We hit new highs. It looked like we were off to the races, and now a little skirmish, another crisis that everybody always worries could blow up and to be the big one, World War III. You take it a day at a time. We look at each individual stock. We look at each individual sector. We look at each individual asset class on a daily basis, and we make lots of small decisions, not these big, dramatic decisions that so many people make, and they repeat until they're broke. They sell at the bottom when they're fearful, and they buy at the top when they're greedy, and they keep repeating that over and over and over again until they finally throw up their hands and say, I give up. That's not the best way, in my opinion, to handle the market. You can get a copy of the newsletter that I sent out over the weekend that goes into depth, details, the facts, just the facts. Weigh them in your mind for yourself. Look at the evidence. You be the jury. You make your own decisions. You can take a look at my top 300 list of stocks out of 3,800 that I publish every weekend. You can see the direction of those stocks, whether they're moving up, whether they're moving down. You can create a buy list. You can take a look at stocks you currently own on my app, see where they're rated right now. It's not a time to be owning mediocre stuff because we're in a difficult market right now. I'm pwstreet.com, or I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.